Now, talk about Josh as a senior. You know, that your senior season, perfect 24-0 record, national championship, the first national soccer title in the state of Texas for any NCAA Division III program. You know, what did that mean not only to you as a senior and as a player, but to the team as well?
You know, I think all of us, none of us will ever forget that. You know, it's something, as, you know, being now, I guess, 6 or 7 years removed from it, you know, we've all gone on and done different things with our lives. But, you know, that's one thing we can all look back on. And, you know, not many people get to be national champions. And we're all very fortunate. You know, and I'm very happy that, you know, we were able to do that for the school and for each other and for the conference. The SCAC, especially recently, hasn't been getting very much love as far as non-automatic qualifying bids. But I've always felt like it was a really strong conference. I know that every year when we played, it was, you know, tough games with Center, Rhodes, DePaul, you know, Swanee, Southwestern. It didn't matter who it was. You know, it was always going to be a battle. And I hope that, you know, players from other teams and, you know, the coaches and everything could take pride in the fact that, you know, they all gave us tough games and we were able to win the national championship. And, you know, I think we did a good job of representing ourselves, the school, the program, and hopefully the conference. And hopefully, you know, going forward, we can get one, or maybe one of the other schools can get, you know, can get one for themselves. So, but I know that we all take a real sense of pride, and it's something that we won't ever forget.
First feelings and thoughts at the moment the clock hit zero, and you realize that you were the Division III national champions. What do you remember from that moment?
I remember I was about midfield, and I think I was one of, you know, like 22 players or whatever we had there, you know, just counting down those seconds. And as soon as we got the ball cleared, it came out to about midfield with 11 seconds left, and somebody, you know, bumped it long, and I knew it was just a matter of time and counted those seconds down, and then we all just, you know, mad scramble around the field. And you know, I mean, we, being so close the year before and just when I originally came to Trinity, I knew that, you know, with the program Paul had built and what a great coach he was and the kind of players he was bringing in, you know, I had a feeling we would be able to do something special. And, you know, it was a big relief, really. It was exciting and it was just a huge relief because we knew that we should win that game. We should be the national champions. And, you know, when the clock struck zero, it was reality. And, you know, and it was great, too, because we had quite a few ex-players that were there. And, you know, obviously parents and fans and, you know, girlfriends and friends. And, you know, it was nice to be able to do it for all of them. And then it was just very exciting.
Sophomore Cullen Davies had an outstanding NCAA tournament, Josh. What a run he had. 18 points in 5 games of that NCAA tournament, an NCAA record. Just talk about what you remember his play and how he was so outstanding throughout that run.
To say, Cullen was a very talented, he was always a very talented player. And then going forward in that tournament, you know, I mean, he had scored a number of goals for us throughout the season, but he just, you know, really came into his own in the tournament, and especially in the important games, he was scoring important goals. He had the hat trick against Santa Cruz in the quarterfinals, and they were a really quality team. And then I believe he had one or two in the semifinal game. You know, he's a very quality player, and we were able to, you know, put him in good spots, and he buried him and really stepped up, and that's something that we needed because with Chris Quinn up front, you know, and Cullen, both of them playing at their best, you know, it's a pretty impossible tag team to stop. So it was great. It was great, and I was very happy for him and very proud of Cullen because he's a very quality player and a good person. So he's something he definitely deserved. And I think it's the NCAA record for most goals in a tournament. So, you know, that's something he can hang his hat on for the rest of his life and something to be very proud of.
Josh, as a player, how did you grow and someone who moved on and played, you know, post your collegiate career and professionally in soccer, how did you grow as a player from that experience?
You know, I guess I mean, I guess it kind of gave me a sense of confidence, and that I knew that, you know, going into my professional career, I'd won a championship. You know, I mean, I never won a championship, a national championship at any level. So it was something like, you know, it felt like, you know, this is something I can do, and, you know, if we can win a national championship, then I am going to be able to play at a, you know, professional level, and it's, you know, you're not far removed from, the collegiate level is not as far removed from the professional level, as far as things go, a lot of things go, and I didn't know that I realized that, until I got there, but I guess, you know, it just gave me a sense of confidence, and, you know, one thing that I really noticed that was kind of different from the collegiate to the professional level is, like I said, we were a very close-knit group of players, and we were a team, you know, and that's something I really appreciated about my time at Trinity, and not to say that at the professional level there's not a lot of, you know, good people and there's not a lot of camaraderie, but it's just kind of a different feeling, and I know that I'll always appreciate the time that I had at Trinity, and I think it certainly prepared me for the opportunity to play at the next level. You know, playing in that tournament, every game, you're under a lot of pressure, especially, I believe, we were number one at the time, so you're expected to win. And then, you know, especially for me, since I was a senior, you know, it's win now or you never get a chance to win at all. So there was pressure every game, and I think that the pressure throughout the tournament and throughout my senior season in general certainly prepared me for playing at the professional level, because even at practice, every day you show up, you have to perform, and there's constantly pressure on you. So if you can't deal with that pressure, you know, then you won't be able to play. And so being able to play in important games, you know, and always having a target kind of on our backs, you know, playing under that pressure prepared me very well for the day in, day out of the pressure of professional soccer.
Coach McGinley, who, of course, you know, is the current head coach at Trinity University and is the coach that you played for in your time there at Trinity University. I know when we talked yesterday, reflects and looks back on this with a tremendous sense of pride and just, you know, obviously one of his highlights of his career. Just talk about, you know, what it was like playing under head coach Paul McGinley throughout your career at Trinity and just knowing that you're, you know, one of the key pieces to a part and a time in Coach McGinley's career that he looks back upon with such great pride.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've ever met Coach McGinley, I mean, you know how much he cares about his players and about the program and how much time and effort he puts into everything that he does. I mean, I honestly don't know how he does it, but he does. And, you know, he's built that program from, you know, basically being, I guess, you know, he basically started the program and, you know, now we're generally considered, I guess, one of the favorites to win the national championship every year, and that took a lot of effort on his part. And I know he's had, at least from what I've seen and what I know, because I've been able to be around the teams afterwards, and I know a lot of the players that were on the teams before I got there. I mean, Paul's had amazing teams, and, you know, I feel like we were just, it's very difficult to win a national championship. I don't understand how Messiah does it every year, but, you know, I mean, we've definitely had teams before that had the ability to go through and do it. And I'm very happy that, you know, as a senior, Tyler Ring, Josh Rosenblum, Bobby Rubio, and myself, we were all fortunate to have it all work out in our favor and get a little bit of luck and be able to come together and get it done our senior year. Coach McGinley is incredibly knowledgeable, and like I said, he just puts so much into everything that you want to go out there and win for him, you know, I mean, and he just treats his players with a lot of respect, and while he tells us, you know, how he wants us to play, he lets us play, and I think that's what I would say I appreciate the most about him is he wants us to just go out there and play the way that we know how to, and we were able to just put something together that year that was we were able to give a little bit back to him for all that he gave us.
And finally, Josh, you know, as you've had time to reflect back and look at this moment in your career, what are the lasting memories that you know you will always have with you from this, you know, this run and from that national championship?
You know, definitely the players, of course. You know, the experiences that we had going on the road, and you know, all the difficult games that we had to play. You know, and I will never forget the feeling of losing in 2002, and then the opposite feeling of winning in 2003. I was fortunate, like you said, to be able to go on and play for a handful of years professionally. And, you know, while that was a great experience for me, I don't think I'll cherish anything more than the time I spent at Trinity and all the accomplishments we were able to achieve there.
Three-time All-American and member of the 2003 Division III Men's Soccer National Champion Trinity University team, Josh Smith. Josh, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck, and congratulations again on the top moment in the past 20 years in men's soccer and SCAC history.
All right, well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. It's a privilege.